The Arkansas legislature will convene in a little over a month on February 10th. Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, took advantage of the impending 2014 session to host a roundtable discussing the biggest legislative issues of 2013. He talked to Davy Carter, the Speaker of the House, Alan Kerr, a Republican House member from Little Rock, and Jason Tolbert, the author of the political blog, The Tolbert Report. Their discussion began with a conversation about the private option passed by the legislature in the first part of last year.
The private option was one of the biggest deals of 2013. I guess what was the, who do you credit for coming up with the concept of how to make this change? Do you get all the credit or
no,
do you?
No. John Burris, Dismaying, Senator Dismaying, Sanders, Lamoureux, Bruce Westerman was involved early on. I mean, I'm going to forget some people, but there were a lot of people that got involved, and you know, it was a deal. So to speak. I mean, we use that term, but you know, when we realized that what was going to happen if we didn't do anything, that's when I think the turning point was, at least for me. I mean, was there we all agreed that there was a problem, an underlying problem, and could we solve that a different way than what was laid out in front of us? So you know, I'm excited about where we are. Mm-hmm. There was a committee meeting the other day, and public health, and it kind of got overlooked. But you know, the department put out some numbers where 115,000 people are coming off Medicaid through this process, which is one of the driving reasons why we did what we did, is to decrease Medicaid rolls. And so I think we're in a good spot, and I think there's going to be some good news over the coming weeks.
Representative Kerr, you were opposed to the private option when it came up for a vote. Do you, with what you're seeing now from the private option, does it look like it's working to you?
Honestly, you're talking to someone that works in the health insurance industry every single day. All I see is a lot of frustrated people. I see a lot of folks that were promised a product that can't have access to the product. I don't see it working well. It may level out in the future. I just don't know. But right now, a lot of the folks who had health insurance to begin with are paying three times as much, honestly. And my daughter-in-law is one of those folks that would have fit real well into the private option, and we sat down and tried to get her signed up the other day and couldn't do it because of the system simply wouldn't let us in. So we're hoping, you know, I know Davy has a big vision for it in the future. All I'm looking at is the practical use today isn't real good, and I'm hoping it'll get better.
What are you hearing, Jason, in terms of the politics of it? How's it playing out?
Sure, it's interesting to watch it develop. I think we're getting to the stage where it's no longer theoretical about what's going to happen. We're seeing it actually start to be implemented, actually starting to go into place. And so the tricky thing is that you have the state private option, then you have the federal Obamacare, and the two things get mingled together so much that it's hard to separate the two out. And as we're really seeing really a disastrous rollout of the federal Obamacare, all the problems with healthcare.gov, that almost brings the whole thing down. Mm-hmm. And as we move into the phase where these things are actually going into place, implementation is beginning, whether it works or not, I think is going to be the determining factor as to whether it stays or not. People don't care so much about the philosophical angle of it. They care about whether the trains run on time.
Right.
And if it doesn't work, it's not going to stick around.
All right.
Can I piggyback off that a little bit?
Yeah.
I could not agree more with what Alan said about how this has been handled from the administration in Washington. I mean, I am still very much against the Affordable Health Care Act and what's going on nationally, and that could not have been handled any worse from start to finish.
But I'm not sure it's finished yet.
From start to where we are. So yeah. I agree totally that it has been a huge debacle nationally, and it's not fair to the American citizens. But I do find a little glimmer of hope. At least we do have what we have set up in Arkansas, that we're not just stuck with what was going to be rolled out forcefully on us anyway. So
what happened?
Well, I think and I agree with part of what he says, that on the philosophical level that it may be good for us in the long run. However, you know, you got a product that they don't have access to, and that's still going to be some strain. At the end of the day, you know, can they actually get health care? You know, that's what we're looking at.
60 seconds. Does the private option comes up for a vote again next year, Jason? What does your crystal ball tell you would happen if it was today?
I think it's going to have to be resold again. One of the votes for it in the Senate is now gone over in Jonesboro. Paul Bookout was for it. He's now no longer in the Senate. That election could determine whether you have a yes vote or a no vote down that chamber. I think it's going to be very close in the Senate chamber. I think it could come down to a one vote margin. And what happens with the health care reform over the next 2 or 3 months, and I guess really 2 months if we're talking about the fiscal session, will determine whether it gets renewed or not.
All right, so in the fiscal session in February, potentially the private option funding vote comes up again. Does it have the votes to pass?
Like Jason, I think it's going to be extremely close, a lot closer than you saw it the last time.
Well, it couldn't be much closer. It was only like a two-vote margin last time. So how much closer can it get?
Well, it may be down to one vote, quite honestly, because, I mean, you know, like we were talking before the break, the whole nation is looking at Arkansas to see if this is going to hold up, see if it's going to work.
Speaker Carter, you got whips in place. What are they telling you? How many votes are out there?
I think it's going to be debated again. It should be. It's a big deal. It's important. I think it'll be close. I think at the end of the day, it'll pass because I feel like we're making some very good progress. And I think that will start coming to light here over the next few weeks. And I think we need to give this a shot. If we don't give our private option a shot and do what we're doing, mm-hmm. we're going to be stuck with what's going on across the country, and we don't have any control over that. So I think that will prevail over everything.
And everything
else
pivots back to Medicaid the way it was if we don't enact these reforms?
We don't have no more private insurance. We mm-hmm. go straight back to what's going on in Washington, D.C.
All right. There's appetite for that? Either one of you?
Well, and that's the question, is what's going to happen if it does drop? What happens to those people who have now switched? And that's going to be, I think, kind of a mess, really.
All right. Prediction
sure to be a bigger mess than it is now.
All right. Ahead. Predictions for 2014. We've been talking about 2013 and how some things may play out. We'll start with Alan, then we'll go Davey, then we'll go Jason. Predictions for 2014.
Yeah. I think industry, I think business is going to do a lot better. I think you're going to see the home sales industry. I think the price is going to come up on home sales, which is another one of those pivotal things that they measure for you know, the economy itself. Mm-hmm. Politically, I think you're going to have some surprises. I think you're going to have some things that we kind of thought was going to happen. So.
All right, David.
I think we'll have a good year. We have a million three citizens coming off of the extended unemployment benefits. So I think that will drive down, because of the way we calculate that, you know, the unemployment number. We go into last year, came into last year with a 10-year treasury at about 1.8%. It's at 3% again at the end of this year. And I think the big underlying story next year to me is how the Fed handles unwinding this $4 trillion balance sheet that it's been building up over the last 2 or 3 years. So that we'll be talking about that this time next year.
All right. Two business predictions,
sure.
Jason. You got to go politics.
I'll get
me
back to politics with mine. 2013, we saw a lot of sort of minor scandals take place here in Arkansas with State Treasurer Martha Shaffner, State Senator Paul Bookout. I think we're going to see those continue. I think you're going to hear about more scandals come out during 2014. I think there's going to be kind of a slow trickle as maybe one or two more of those come out as the year progresses.
That was Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas, speaking to Davey Carter, the Speaker of the House, Alan Kerr, a Republican House member from Little Rock, and Jason Tolbert, the author of the political blog The Tolbert Report. For more, you can visit talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. Mitchell Williams Law, providing diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Mitchell Williams Law Firm employs nearly 80 attorneys at offices at Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at mitchellwilliamslaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity: coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com.